Welcome to Two Nerds and an Actor, the entertainment podcast for the nerd adjacent to the nerd aficionado, where we give you bi-weekly reviews on a popular TV show and movie, where we tell you in hilarious fashion what to watch and why. This is season 4, episode 16, and I am here with my nerdifiers, Mike Santana.
Nerdifier? You got me with that one. Nerdifier?
Yeah, you know why I got you? Because it's gentrifier, but a nerdifier.
Wow. Then I'm Slim Keto. I'm Slim Keto carnivore. Hummus. Slim Hummus.
Slim Hummus.
Slim Hummus. There we go.
And France Jerome.
My blackness won't permit me to.
Oh.
I don't even know how.
Not allowed. He's just throwing up the X.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing right now.
That's not even fair.
Wait, no. Man bun.
Oh, okay.
France the man bun Jerome.
France the man bun Jerome. And I am your rezoner, Aisha Jordan.
You sound so pleased with yourself.
It's exciting. I mean, I don't think that gives away to our listeners at all what we'll be talking about. So I'll just let you know, we will be talking about some nerdy leaks. Doctor Strange and the Spider-Verse. Green Lantern is coming to HBO Max.
Ooh.
More COVID cancellations. And we'll be giving a no spoilers and spoiler review of the last episodes of Du Bois and the Netflix film Vampires versus the Bronx. Please stay tuned till the end, where we're going to talk about some trailers, because they are making a Selena series, y'all.
Oh my God.
Making Selena. So let's get right into it. All right, Nerdy Leaks. This is the section where we talk about what's coming in the news, what we've heard down the nerdosphere, what's happening, what's going on. So first up, you know, it's always COVID, right? It's the thing, it's happening. So theaters opened up. As y'all heard, hopefully in our other episode, we went to see Tenet. Exciting. We were the only people in the theater. Private showing.
Nah, stop. There was two other people behind this.
There was two other people, but they were like further back.
they were socially quiet. Distanced.
They were.
Yeah.
But the bad news is, because of this, they're closing again.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah. Apparently James Bond did it.
It's particularly the Regal Cinemas, which is like the second largest chain in North America.
Wait, legit? I thought Regals didn't even exist anymore.
Nah, they out there. Tell that to 42nd Street. They got a big ass Regal Cinema there.
I thought they both turned into AMCs.
No.
I don't think so.
No, because they got the AMC 25. That's the Times Square joint. And then across the street, they got the Regal.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they closed them because, Jimmy Bond, he kept delaying, and they were really counting on the box office numbers for a big movie like that. And now at this point, they're struggling, and it's not looking like they're going to be able to survive.
Damn. Like, just shut down in general? I thought they were closing because people were getting sick again.
Well, they might close it and then try to reopen once, you know. But they can't keep paying employees for shit that's not going on.
That's true.
Just sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but hopefully Alamo Drafthouse makes it out of this alive.
Yo.
I would honestly, what? Alamo Drafthouse, if you're just going by like guidelines, that's the last place I want to fucking go.
I know. It needs
to watch a movie.
Well, I was like, they should actually do like drive-ins, like wherever they are, get a blow-up screen. I will order food to my car. I would do that.
Is it like licensing? I don't know how that works. Like, can they go from indoor, outdoor dining without following certain codes? I don't know.
Good point.
I don't know how that
Good
works.
I'll call their people.
Yeah, because they already financing you.
Exactly.
Or is it the other way around?
I know.
We put naked kids to college.
As much as she talks about them,
They belong to me now.
Anyway. Yeah.
So other sad news in the COVID world. They're also canceling shows. I mean, I think we knew that was going to happen, but some of like the heavy hitters are getting canceled because of COVID. So Glow, yeah. Glow is in its like fourth day of filming when they had to shut down. I think it was for season 4, right?
Yeah.
That's the lady wrestler show on Netflix for people that might not know.
Right. The Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah.
I remember.
I used to watch that.
It's a good show. I haven't finished season 3, so I'll do that.
Allison Brie.
Yeah. It's just sad that now it's not going to continue because it's a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. But they definitely canceled because of COVID.
I always wonder what that's like for an actor. It's like, yo, you just... It's like, and I was like, okay, no more.
I know, right? You're like sitting at home and get a call. So the show's done. You're like, oh.
And it's crazy because that show, as far as I understand, was doing well. Like it's one of their, you know, more popular original series.
That's what sucks. It's like you would think like the little small projects that like, we didn't know. We took a chance that they'd be like, never mind. We're not going to do it. But like it's getting to a point where even like the really good shows are going down. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch on Netflix, the remake on Netflix actually got canceled, which is a little bit of a mixture of both. I heard that they were not going to continue, but I also heard that they had some episodes written and were like going to go forward with the next season. And then COVID happened and it was like, I think that cemented the decision for them. They're like, you know what? All right, never mind.
Yeah, Sabrina's, I think, an even bigger show. And Glow.
I agree.
In terms of popularity.
Yeah, I mean, it had momentum behind it. That Riverdale momentum behind it.
I hope they don't cancel Riverdale, although that show is like the illest teenage soap opera, but I will keep watching it.
Netflix needs to fucking set up a bubble and just start.
You're right.
Like, how they can't afford a bubble?
They could afford a bubble. Go see Tyler Perry's people. We're going to Tyler Perry's stuff.
Why do you think Tyler Perry is going to just rent out to all these? Like, he's not the answer.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
We don't need Tyler Perry. We need like the Lakeith Stanfield studios.
Oh my word.
Yikes.
The things that would happen on that studio. I do not know.
Darius.
Ooh. All right. Next in our news is more streaming service items. Green Lantern, they ordered 10 episodes. I have questions. Is this a cartoon?
Nah, it's live action.
Is it really?
Yep.
That means it better have special effects.
Facts.
I don't want to see a bunch of Green Lanterns with cosmic level weapons on their hands and they just talking for 30 minutes of episode.
Hell no. I want to see OD. When someone sits down, they need to make a chair out of a ring. Everything needs
saying.
To be a
oh
construct.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A toothpick. Yeah. Everything.
Well, I feel like they will because it's on HBO Max and so it's HBO. You know what I mean? HBO had the budget of Game of Thrones. So,
that's right.
Yeah, but they're not gonna throw Game of Thrones level of behind everything. We got to look at one to one, like Doom Patrol.
Right.
They have I think they do a lot with a little.
They do. They do.
Their special effects are not the best, but they're pretty good. We need to at least see that level.
At least at the very least. I'm with you.
Okay, but
if
they order 10 episodes, do you think they've got a cast in mind? Do we know who's going to be Green Lantern? Are they black? Are they white?
Well, this one I think they're leaning away from the white dudes.
I
think they're going to focus on Jessica Cruz and Boz,
like more modern Green Lantern stories.
Yeah, I think the heavy hitters and Guy Gardner, I heard. Or read that guy.
Guy Gardner has to be in it.
Right, because he's a fucking character.
Yeah.
So you got the Boston knucklehead, the agoraphobic Puerto Rican girl.
Put Kilowog in there, you know, again. Put him in there. Put Guy Gardner in there.
Which one's Guy Gardner?
Guard Gardner's the one with the orange hair cut, the human person.
The human person?
Because there's OD Earth Green
Lanterns. You're right.
Yeah, it's but true. He's, you know, he's a humanoid guy, and he has like a really weird haircut. But
he looks like a legit Southie Boston knucklehead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But he's not the regular one we know. Who's the one we know? Like
Ryan Reynolds, Hal Jordan.
Yeah, that's the one. Not him.
I don't think they're going Kyle Rayner.
We've already done that.
I think they're saving that for like a big, like big episodes when the whole core got to do something.
Yeah, but if they're going to focus on one of the core like Green Lantern motherfuckers, then I want John Stewart. I want black guy Green Lantern.
That's the dream.
Okay.
That's what I want, because I've always liked the way he uses his powers with the ring. Like, I find his abilities more interesting than Hal and Kyle and the other ones. But Guy has to be in there because he's just a loudmouth, like Francis said, a character.
But, okay, didn't like Will Smith, wasn't he approached to be Green Lantern or something like that?
A couple of folks have been talking. It's been a bunch of speculation. Yes, I believe he was approached, but I'm sure he dubbed it.
Right, because he read the script and was like, are you kidding?
I mean, that's not even his lane.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He was like, I will do Hancock.
We need somebody with the voice of Lance Reddick.
Why is there not a sequel to Hancock? Anyway.
I know.
Yeah, you need... I don't see Will Smith. No. Can he do it? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But he's dead... I guess he's not dead shot anymore.
Yeah, but they left that door open for him.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't... There's not another Deadshot in the Suicide Squad.
Oh, right. They weren't there.
They replaced him with Idris Elba's Bronze Tiger.
Idris Elba's not Bronze Tiger.
Who the fuck is he then?
I forgot, but I don't even know if they said who he was, but he's not Bronze Tiger.
Oh.
There's like a million people in that movie, so...
John Cena! No,
well, I think that they should honor what Yaya told me, and Yaya should be Green Lantern. You guys were quiet, so I'm going to say you agree.
No, I'm just thinking, like, how overpowered... Like, Yaya's trying to be the black Keanu.
Oh, my God!
Where, like, all his roles are, like, OP. Like,
Black Keanu. Crazy. Black Keanu. Everyone loves Keanu, and everyone loves Yaya. So, I'm down with this. That's the name of this episode.
Everyone loves Yaya.
Everyone loves Yaya. All right, so next in our news is more Strange. Doctor Strange is going to make an appearance in Spider-Man 3, Homesick. I made that up. It's not called Homesick, but I feel like it could be called Homesick.
It could.
Homecoming.
It's not going to be called fucking Homesick.
Home and Garden.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Spider-Man HGTV.
HGTV Spider-Man 3. Yes. But so I don't know what this means. You all were speculating about things that if Doctor Strange is in the movie, then it means blank. And I'm like, I don't know. And I guess Boss Logic did something.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out to Boss Logic.
What did he do?
He did these two dope posters. I can't believe he did these dope ass posters. These two dope posters, and each of them show like random body parts of the various Spider-Men we've had in like cinema across time. So you see the Doctor Strange sling ring portals, and you see Toby's hand doing web slinging through one. You see Andrew Garfield stepping through one, and then way in the background is Miles doing the fall, the upside down fall from Into the Spider-Verse through the sling ring portal. You just like goosebumps, dog, goosebumps.
So are you saying, or he is saying that possibly Doctor Strange can bring all these people from the different Spider-Verse into the same plane?
The next Doctor Strange movie is the Multiverse of Madness. It just kind of sits in line.
I feel like that's a little much. I think...
No, multiverse is too much for
too
you.
Much,
too no,
much.
It's too much in the sense like, yes, all the fans would go crazy, but do I really need Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire to step out of a portal? Yes. Like they're like 50 years old now.
Yes.
Okay. This is what I need. We're a trifecta here with a show, but this is what I need. Okay.
Okay.
I either need a live action Into the Spider-Verse with in the in real life Toby and in real life Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, and someone playing Miles Morales all together.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need a cameo from one Toby Maguire and Andrew Garfield, maybe perhaps in the form of a family photo that Tom Holland finds of his Uncle Ben and father.
Okay.
Do I need to say the rest?
So it's like, because what?
We haven't seen Uncle Ben in Tom Holland's MCU Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
And we, you know, sometimes they like to throw storylines in there with Pete's dad or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let them be the uncle and the dad or some shit. I need some kind of tie-in.
Okay.
I need some, either I need them there as Spider-Man or I need them in some way or form to cameo and be a part of that. Because, I mean, Spider-Man is built for this. He's built for multiversal fucking adventures. And I don't know if Doctor Strange is going to make that happen.
Right.
Or just help explain why it's happening. All I know is Marvel is going balls to the wall with multiverse with WandaVision and Doctor Strange's shit. And now with the casting that they're doing with Jamie Foxx and Doctor Strange and all this shit for the Spider-Man movie that hasn't started filming yet. They're going balls to the wall multiverse. And I think at this point, not to go too far into it, I think multiverse is probably how they're going to do mutants. Is probably how they're going to get mutants somehow into the main line MCU, because everything's going fucking multiverse.
Well, like, you know what? That actually makes me feel great, because after we finished the 10 years of what MCU has been doing, I was honestly concerned if they would like genuinely keep my attention. Like, they would obviously keep my attention. Like, I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to watch them. I'll probably have good times. But is it going to be as impactful as the first time? You know? So what you're saying with this whole multiverse and like bringing in, that sounds very exciting to me. So I would be in knowing that like the connection is exponential now rather than like a line. You know, the first one was like, this is a line. These movies are all coming. Thanos is coming. This is going to be like, what the fuck? A million worlds.
Yeah,
what
do we do? It's going to be a, for lack of a better term, it's going to be a web as opposed to just a line.
Yeah.
If I may, just real quick, I just thought of something, because when I talk about when I talk about mutants and them introducing them, we need to see Cyclops and other mutants eventually hitting kind of similar notes to what Killmonger was hitting, especially in his last words. The optics of, though, like a Scott Summers saying something on that level, I don't know if Marvel wants to do that. Because for us longtime fans, we're reading the comics, we get why they're talking about being oppressed. You know what I'm saying? But then it's a big 6'5" white guy saying it. Anyway, so
they gotta
make it so that he doesn't come off as fucking Homelander. You know what I mean? But
God. get into that.
Yeah, eventually, one day, years from now.
All right, well, we'll see. It's coming out 2025. Is that
stop?
Yikes!
All right, well,
they
we'll
start
find
filming
out.
Next month. I think they said.
Wow! All right, next up. This goes out to you and you. We want to do our shout out section. This is where we shout out the people who have been shouting us out. Do we have someone to shout out?
Always.
There's always someone to shout out. I will say I did get another notification of our monthly gift. So shout out to Simone, who is still giving, avid supporter of Two Simone. Nerds and an Actor. Simone Lee. Thank you for following with us and donating. And anyone listening, there are 4 ways that you can actually support us. You can donate like Simone does. Thank you so much, Simone. You can give monthly. You can give once. Anything helps us pay our beautiful sound editor, Daryl. And also other things like equipment. Because honestly, we started doing this and one of our mics started buzzing. That sucks. So we need things like that. Write a review. If you're a blogger or anything like that, put it up. And also, if you are a sponsor, you can give us money. We'll give you airtime. It's up to you. We can make a deal, make it work. And then finally, for those listening, money isn't the way. If you're not a blogger, you don't have a business you want to promote, you can. I got this. LSSCD, right? LSSCD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, subscribe, share, download.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, I was wondering what acronym that was.
Wait, what's the C?
Oh. Oh, whoops. No C.
LLC.
There was a C. No, there was a C. Now I can't remember what it was.
Collaborate?
Maybe. Dang it, I erased it.
Community?
Well, right now you can LSSD. That's like drugs. Very important. Get hooked on us.
Oh my God.
LSSD. No. Like, there's subscribe, kids. Share, download.
There's kids. Children listening.
There's children listening.
There's not, as per YouTube.
No, there guidelines. Are no children listening. That's not a thing.
Nope.
But if anyone is listening, like, subscribe, share, and download. Gets the algorithms working in our favor. And then if you do that, we'll shout you out. Because you know who does it all the time? Kat Ramos.
Deadass.
Always liking, always sharing. I don't know if she's downloading, but that
shout
will be also
Gabe. Dope. Shout out to Kat.
Yes, Gabe.
Cortez. Shout out to Cortez.
Cortez.
E-Star.
Facts. Shout out to people who really OD, like, interact with our Instagram. So, like,
and Facebook. Al stay posting shit on Facebook.
It's true.
Someone's got to do it. God bless him.
Yes. God bless and keep listening. All right. Next, we're going to get into our reviews.
Keep this shit a secret, man.
All right. So, in our no spoilers review this episode, we will be talking about the final episodes of The Boys. What did we reviewed 1 through 3 last time, I believe?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, but we could just talk about the whole
second season.
We're
just going to talk about, we'll go all into it. So, if you haven't seen The Boys, that's fine. Keep listening, because we're not going to spoil it for you. And if you haven't seen Vampires versus the Bronx, we will also not give it away. So keep listening. We'll let you know if you should watch it or not. All right. So let's get into The Boys. First, quick takes of these final episodes. I'm going to pass it over to France.
The shit just goes, man. It goes. Wherever you think it's going to go, it's going to go further.
Yeah.
I was like, but it's cool. It's dope. It's dope. Needs to be seen. And if I'm being honest, I feel like I want there to be as much conflict as possible in that world. And I don't know if they nailed that for me.
Okay. I'll go next. Now that you say that, I guess I agree. I feel like they took it to somewhat of an obvious place, but I think it still served the characters really, really well. So, you take it to like this big extreme place that, everyone's kind of going to right now. And you're like, whoa, of course. Wow, that's intense. But then like all the ways that each character interacts with the information they're given and the things they have to do makes it a really great season. Like, I wish it wasn't over. I wanted more episodes, to be honest. And I felt like it ended very similar to how season one ended. It was like kind of not big reveals, but like shocking things, which is always great for a series because hopefully it doesn't get canceled because I will need to see what happens next. I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, don't talk like that.
I'll knock on wood for Mike.
Yeah. Like, it's great time to be a fan of like superhero-y stories. I mean, back in the day, we had like 20,000 different cop shows. We had 2 fucking hospital shows in Chicago at the same time.
Right. There's like 8 in Chicago.
Yeah, like there's room for, there's room for all these superhero stories. Like even with Umbrella Academy and Doom Patrol and, these other superhero related things. Like The Boys, just it has its niche and it is thriving in it, as far as I'm concerned. As far as this season, you know, non-spoiler, it was, I agree, like it went to places you kind of thought it was gonna go, but yeah, it goes further. It always finds a way to go almost borderline uncomfortably further than you thought you could push the envelope down the side of the table. So I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, season two of The Boys. I
agreed.
The biggest gripe I think that people had with the season is the fucking release schedule. Other than that, it was tremendous. It was great.
Agreed. 1000%. Well, I guess that means watch it, people.
Yeah. Find space for this and watch it.
Dope. All right. Let's talk about the Bronx. So we watched Vampires versus the Bronx. It was phenomenal. I think I'm so excited about it because it was very, very Bronx. Like, if you're not from the Bronx, you'll still like it, I think. But you might not get it 100%.
It was digestible, the Bronx. Like, definitely the Bronx, but it wasn't like DA Bronx.
Well, I mean, it's still a vampire horror movie. It's not like a Bronx Tale.
No.
The vampire's talking with the fingers.
Yeah. No. It's definitely the Bronx, to be clear. When I asked, I watched the movie yesterday with Al and Mima, and I'm like, we're going to watch Vampires versus the Bronx, and Mima goes, I've seen that already. I said, oh, you watched it already? It's new on Netflix. She goes, yeah, that's the one with Eddie Murphy. And I'm like, I'm like, no, Mima, that's Vampire in Brooklyn. This is a different borough and no Eddie Murphy, okay?
No Eddie Murphy. I've seen that already. I feel like they watched it in the movie.
No, they watched something else.
Yeah, we'll get it into the spoiler.
Yeah, but I mean, it definitely had a Bronx feel. It hit notes.
Oh my God.
For like, you know, the tour guide of the Bronx. It did. There was some parts of it that I was frustrated. And I don't know if that's me just being toxic, but there was parts of it that I was like, nah, go hard in the paint, Bronx. Like,
well, I feel like they still wanted it to be like a kids' movie.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I get that. But part of being in the Bronx is that, I don't know, a Bronx childhood is a lot different.
Like, what the fuck is childhood?
Well, I think it's also like, you know.
Like, every time I heard Lil Man, I know what they really wanted to say.
Well, so like, it's for Bronxites. You know what I mean? It's more of a film about gentrification. That's really what it's about.
Absolutely.
And I was not opposed to it as someone like in the Bronx where like, you know, we fight hard against gentrification. Like there are so many coalitions and committees and all this against it that like this movie gave me life. Cause I was like, okay, yes, make it horror, make it Bronx, put fucking marrow in it and make me laugh. It was like, I would do chef's kiss to all the fake names of the pop-up stores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I wrote them all down.
Or even to the chat, to the live chat of all the Glow live updates.
So
those are great.
We'll go into it more, you know. France, did you say your quick take?
Quick take. Watch it. It's so endearing. Like at every turn, it's very endearing. I'm biased as shit. I loved it, and it deserves to be seen. So see it.
It's like an hour and 20 minutes too, so it's not even like a full 2-hour block you're talking about. Just sit down on Netflix, watch it in between fucking halftime of the finals or something.
It's true. It's very fun, and like you can tell that they were given a certain budget because you're like, oh, look at it. Oh, it's so cute.
It's definitely cute. It's cute. It's like I said, touches on, you know, some very, very authentic Bronx type feel.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a little horror movie twist, so you got the October spookiness there mixed in.
It's a B horror film for sure.
Yeah, B for Bronx.
So it's not like, you know, you're not watching Sinister or something. Like, you know, it's fun, it's campy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick brizake.
Wait, don't we have to rate the movie?
Oh, right. Yeah, let's rate it. Okay. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
I could go classic and just say, how many Tims do you give it? Is that what we want to do?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
How many Tims do you give Vampires versus the Bronx?
Out of how many?
Out of 10.
Out of X.
Yes.
Wow. Powers of X.
I'm going to give it 8.5 Tims.
I knew you were going to give it 8.5. I fucking
really? You do yeah. it? 8.5 Tims. Boom. In your face, copy. Cool. Prince?
I'm going to give it 7.5 beef and broccolis.
What? With Tims? Yeah.
Oh, no, no. That's the colorway for Tims.
Oh, got you.
I'm also at a 7.5. And it could be the black constructs.
Oh, damn. That's the gullies.
If I was being like a hater, I'd be like, nah, 7 ACGs, not even Tims. But I'm not even doing that. It's 7. I give it 7.5. Yeah.
I give it 11 Mountain Gears.
Oh, my God.
Which converts to about 7.5.
Yes.
Tim's. I cannot. Exactly. Y'all are it's too much.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, check it out on Netflix. Available now. It's cute. It's fun. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what we're missing from Comic-Con, because that's where we would be literally like right now in another universe.
That's right.
You know? So, I don't know. We're brunching right now, so go get yourself a mimosa. Ooh. Bottomless mimosas in your home, because you can do that. Just
yeah, because
like
that's not dangerous.
Mad bottles, mad OJ, or guava. I don't know.
You need the right ratio of 98%
champagne.
Right. And the rest can be champagne.
Yeah, agreed. And then, like, you get, like, a little syringe, and you take, like, a little bit of orange juice, and just, like, boop.
There you go. The implications are insane.
And then come back and listen to us. We have a great time.
Make the breakfast before you have the mimosas.
Oh, yeah, right. Also eat food, I guess.
Don't try to make French toast while you're drunk.
Or do, and let us know in the comments how it goes.
No, that is dangerous. Do not do
that. I want to hear that story.
Yikes.
All right, yeah. We'll be right back. We are back.
Sup.
I hope you got your mimosas. I will confess, I did not. So I hope you're having a really great time. I'm just drinking water. Next time, mimosas. So we are going to do your section. So this section, we're going to answer what's going on in the world and why it's important. Right now is supposed to be New York Comic Con. I don't want to say RIP because it still exists.
No, it's it's not gone.
But it's gone digital. So we want to talk about what are some things we're missing right now, things we might have been doing during Comic-Con. I, for one, was very excited to kind of like up our game and like do some actual interviews on the show floor or give you guys some real like live accounts. I was really excited to do that and I don't know, get some interviews like real time. Like last time I interviewed Samantha Bee. So I was really hoping to like get us some backstage type of stuff.
Laminated backstage passes.
Yeah. You know, so I'm sad about that.
I miss seeing the new merch. I miss the cosplayers and taking pictures with and of them and their creativity and humor and just awesomeness. I didn't think I would miss, but I do miss the incessantly loud Marvel area.
Oh my God, I know.
You know, I miss that. I miss that food truck that we never go to that makes interesting nerd geek related food named meals.
What?
That you have to like go to first thing, otherwise you don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, like the line is ridiculous.
No, like it's you have to go place your order like early and then.
Oh my God.
Like first thing. But like who's going there first for a nerd food, you know?
It's like
but
I just, getting in line for a panel.
Yeah.
You gotta reserve a spot.
I miss just that being there, me never taking advantage of it. I miss the creepy corners, you know? The
feely, oh man.
The touchy feely corners. I miss those. I just miss having the place where you can hide and yet feel so seen at the same time.
Yeah, like when I dressed up like Rorschach.
Yes.
Everyone thought I was a dude. It was awesome.
Dude.
They're like, you got like next? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, God. But, yeah. France?
I miss t-shirts. I always get
a good t-shirt.
My year's worth of t-shirts happens right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's some shit. And I miss that. I miss freaking the excitement. People not knowing what's coming next. Cosplayers who are really into the thing and really go full method actor with their cosplay, start like operating in the world. In the building, looking at you funny. It's like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, those guys who all come as the Avengers and the big Hulk one.
Yes, Buster. The dudes with the stilts. They come through like 7-8 feet. Anyway, I miss the energy, man, the electricity.
Yeah.
And not getting swag.
No, swag. I honestly really do miss the panels, too, because that was my jam. Like, I remember the first year I realized panels existed, and I was like, guys, there's panels. And like we went to one and you sit down and you're like, my feet are getting a rest. And also these fucking people are awesome. What? I'm looking at Rosario Dawson right now.
We found Angie Tribeca by accident like that one.
Yo,
time.
That's so true. I remember because like France had to go do something. I think he had to go to work. And I was like, I'm going to this Angie Tribeca thing. And you were like, okay, what is it? And I was like, I don't know, but Rashida Jones is there.
That's all I needed to know.
That's all you needed.
I was like, anime pillows. What?
Oh, man. I missed out. I missed out on swag.
Yeah. Yeah. That's dope.
Random encounters.
Yeah.
Bumping into Brent Spiner, who plays Data that time.
I know.
Bumping into Jon Stewart. The first year we went.
Taika Waititi.
He's mad tall. Don't sleep.
It's Facebook is putting all these
memories. Fred Armisen on our way there.
Oh, yeah. Store.
Oh, my God. I saw that bodega.
We're trying to triangle offense.
Triangle offense.
We did.
We tried to gentrify him in the bodega.
We did. Well, this year it has gone digital, so I think you can go online and find it.
They've already had a lot of things happen. They had the whole cast of The Boys.
They merged as some other company announced the metaverse right now. So if you're looking for it'll re-pop in some other metaverse. They're doing something called metaverse.
Well, it's a UK company, so I read up about it a little bit. Basically, they were like, well, we can't do our regular Comic-Con, so we're going to merge with our other biggest one in the UK to make Metaverse. And now that they make Metaverse, it's like literally international. So I think everyone around the world is like, who would normally go to the thing in the UK is also doing it here, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
It's cool.
But that, what social means, you know, what Mike is saying, more people are probably joining who wouldn't normally come in terms of like celebrities or, you know, people in the industry. So I don't know. Who knows what will happen? I don't even know.
I need them to ship Feige's hat next year. Just the hat.
Just the hat.
All I need is the hat.
One of the hats. One of the many hats.
To legitimize the East Coast New York Comic Con as much as the San Diego one gets love. That's all I need. Just ship his hat.
Yeah. He probably has like, you know, people's walk-in closets and they have things for like their shoes. Yeah. His is like a bunch of random hats. And not like in the Bronx where you have like your fitteds and you have like lighting around it. His is like random ass director hats. They're like floppy.
Yeah.
And sitting in nice shelves.
All used.
All used, yeah. They've been lived in. Mm-hmm. All right. So next up, we're going to go into our Spoilé section. So,
yes. Daryl, cue sound.
But who is saying it this time?
I did it last time.
You said it last time?
It's either your turn or France's turn.
I think it's France's turn because I remember I said it awkwardly last time.
Okay. How do I want to do this? Spoilé.
Gravelly.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
I like
nice.
It. I'm aroused.
A little bit of Snake, a little bit of Honest Trailers. We are here.
Yeah. All right. With that, we are going into our Spoilé section where we will talk in depth about The Boys and Vampires versus the Bronx. So if you haven't seen like the last 7 episodes of The Boys, just, you know,
get the fuck out.
Listening. Yeah. Fast forward to our trailer section. Mm-hmm. And then once you've seen it, come back. Same with Vampires versus the Bronx, which we did suggest you watch. Quick, cute movie. Maybe go do that and then come back and listen.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. All right. So The Boys, final episodes. I think it goes without saying that my mind is blown.
Wow. Wow. You went there. That's where you went?
Oh, wow.
Jeez. That where you went?
Oh, jeez.
I do. I want to talk about kind of this momentous thing that's been happening throughout the whole season, right? The first time we encountered it was our FBI friend, Tears, that her head exploded when she was about to get into...
Jennifer Esposito.
Yes. Like, she was about to uncover something. She's like, oh, we're finding out this is linked to... And then it was like, exploded. Yes. Guts on them.
Head splody.
And you're like, what in the hell? So then, I know, at that point, you're like, oh my gosh, can anybody's head explode at any minute? Is it like a chip in their head? Who's doing this?
And then, yes. Then later on, we saw that, yes, anyone's head could explode.
Yo.
Anybody could get
that scene when they were like, oh, the hearing is on. I honestly was like, okay, we're going to hear about like what's going to happen. Like, like we're going to hear the hearing.
Yeah.
I did not expect every fucking head to explode.
I let them lead me to believe that, yeah, we were actually going to get a courtroom drama out of this.
Exactly.
And then it reminded me, no, this is The Boys.
This is The Boys.
Things are solved with bloodshed. Always.
Always.
And that's what happened. And I was happy about that.
I was. And like, I didn't know when it was going to stop.
Oh my God.
No, me either. I kind of thought it was just going to continue into the credits and us not know whose head didn't explode until the next episode.
Do you come back and you're like,
yeah, because I'm like,
people
all right,
survived that event.
Y'all motherfuckers want to drop this shit once a week. So, you know, leave me cliffhanged. Cliffhung. And no.
Cliffhung.
So it was great. I don't think that everyone's favorite Nazi superhero is dead.
Oh, yeah.
I think that she's somewhere, probably being cyborged up or something.
Well, that kind of brings us to the endings that seemed, I mean, it's only two seasons, so I can't be like, this is a thing. But like these endings where we're with Homelander, somebody's being brutally burned, and there's a kid, and there's Butcher.
Oh, shit. It does mirror the exact right? ending. Yeah.
The place exploded, the kid, Butcher, Homelander. And Homelander is coming to another mental break, usually. And you're like, damn. So, like, is this how it's going to be? Is this how we're going to end this always?
I'm okay with that.
I mean, yeah, I am.
By okay the with end that. Of season two, Homelander turned into Fap Man because he was like on a gargoyle at
Yo.
Night on a rooftop, oh my just God. Beating his shit.
I died. I was like, look at this guy. He's so obsessed with himself. And then when they panned out, I was like, okay, all
but,
right.
But see, what I thought was interesting was when he was like, he was visibly uncomfortable with the, what do you call it? When Stormfront started like trying to indoctrinate his kid about white supremacy.
Oh yeah, no, he was
very uncomfortable. You could see he was like, his face.
She was like white genocide. He was like,
yeah, he was like, oh what?
yeah, white. At that moment, when I was like, yo, Homelander's giving you side eye. Okay, this is big. Mm-hmm. Like, you serious? Like,
you must be crazy.
Yeah. Which made that scene when the boys was really the girls, the Goyles, beating the shit out of her.
He was hitting it with the Spider-Man special, the joint from Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yup. Yes, it was. It was a team special, a team old. Yes.
Super combo finish.
Which, like, that kind of goes into, like, the idea that they decided to go Nazi. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, like, they decided to do this Nazi thing. And you as a watcher, usually you are like, oh, okay, we're doing the thing. We're, like, the worst thing in the world you could be. Okay, Nazi, you know? And they could have done it, and you'd have been like, oh, yeah. This was, like, I feel like it was on another level. And I actually enjoyed that I didn't fully understand her plan and that she didn't actually fully get to execute it. You know, because like, what was her real plan? Just like Hitler-esque take over the world?
I think superheroes in general, you know, a lot of it came from talking about like comic book superheroes, the idea, Superman, right. Uberman, mm-hmm. that all comes from the fascist and racist ideologies expressed by Nazis and stuff.
Right.
The idea of an Uberman, of a Superman, came from a lot of that. So right. I don't know what her ultimate plan was. I don't know if she knew that Homelander had a kid or not, but I right. think that she wanted at the very least to get Homelander to support her fascist views because, I mean, right. between the two of them, they really are almost unstoppable.
Right. Exactly.
As at least when it comes to the power set that we've seen so far from people. Because y'all remember, I said we don't know how strong... This is before we knew Stormfront was like a Nazi, right?
Right, right.
But right. we were like... I was like, I don't know how strong she actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not as strong as him, but she's closest to him as we've seen.
Right.
You know, but his son...
I think when she saw the son, it like...
Yeah.
Changed her whole
trajectory of the plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, we can fucking birth them.
Like, word.
I feel like her whole plan was like, okay, let's get this kid. We can show the world what, like, we can make our own.
Yeah.
Like, we can do it. And I think it really fucked up. Like, she started slipping up after that. Cause once she came to, like, you know, the girls get it done moment, you were like, I don't think she's not gonna win.
No, she's not stronger than the three of them.
No. When Kimiko had her neck broken, you're like, oh, and I was like, she's fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I freaked out. I was like, no.
You know, you forgot Kimiko is just like durable as fuck.
Yeah, I legit forgot.
Yeah.
She's literally, I feel like I wanna see a horror movie, where like it's called Kawaii.
Oh my god!
And she's like this horror villain character.
A horror you just Kawaii.
Love like to watch her rip people's faces off
with wearing Hello Kitty t-shirts.
Oh my god! I would watch it so many times.
Makes a lot of sense. I can see the appeal. Yeah,
I'll write the movie and find someone to do it.
You did most of the work as it is. I was really starting to like this young Dos Equis church guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Like once I saw his, you know, the way he moves and the operation kind of, you know, growing its hydra-like tentacles around the government because of the information he had. Well, I was really kind of digging him, and then, you know, boop, bubble burst.
Yeah.
And we see that, you know, the
AOC character.
The AOC character. I didn't want to say it.
That's what I am, yo.
She's definitely AOC.
Right? But with superpowers.
Superpowers.
And semi-fascist people. Leanings. Yes. I mean, she is a dangerous motherfucker.
I don't know where she's going to go. Like, to be honest, like, it looked like she obviously has her own plan too.
She's going to the tippity top. I mean, she's running for office. You know, I think she's going to try to become
like the president.
Yeah,
she's aiming.
So is she trying to rid the world of like terrible people, or is she just trying to rid the people who are in her way?
Well, she killed Dike Innocence and her own staff members in that courtroom scene.
Innocence. Yeah.
So that level of ruthlessness would lead me to believe that even if she has the best intentions, she's getting there through the, you know, walking on the bloodiest bricks and pavement. So it's like
any means necessary.
Yeah, but like different. Any means necessary, but but not really. Because
specifically.
I'm just saying, if she could explode anyone's head, then she's not even going at this through the course of least resistance. She's just, you know what I mean?
Honestly, when the heads were exploding too, like in the courtroom, I was like, who the fuck is doing this? And then I thought immediately Cindy.
Right.
So when they're in that, you know, institution where Stormfront has basically experimenting on people with lamplighter. And like trying to get Compound V into adults. Cindy came out and was crushing people with her hands, like exploded a whole ass body.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, she's just going around exploding heads.
Yeah, because last time we saw her, she was hitchhiking.
Yeah, yeah, she escaped. So then when you find out it's not her, I was like, what? What happened to Cindy then? Where's Cindy?
Cindy's out here in the world doing her thing. Like, but that level of power that Cindy had, and just watching that the girls get it done fight at the end, I'm like, that should have been way more fighting than this shit.
Yeah.
For me, I wish there was way more fighting. And then when you realize how toned down the show is from the comic books, it's like.
Toned down?
Oh, yeah. Super toned down. Like, you know, sexual assault trigger warning.
Wow.
But like in the comic books, Starlight is forced into doing things with Homelander, A-Train, and Black Noir.
Oh my God.
I was like, and they toned it down and made it to Deep and kind of put all of that energy onto that one character.
Right.
So it was like,
I am glad they did that.
Yes, it's very toned down.
That would be a little too much, especially right now.
Yeah. So I figured like, oh, maybe we turn up the superhero fights then. Mm. That didn't happen. It's still cool. Mm. Still cool show, but
they went to Nazis instead.
Yeah, which I thought was a interesting way to focus because that wasn't as deep a bunch of focus in the comics in that arc.
Well, that makes me appreciate the Black Noir fight, but encounter even more.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like even though that, I liked the way it was resolved, like, it made sense, but yeah, I kind of wanted more fights like that. More, yeah. I agree with you, Prince.
So,
more drawn out battles.
So, do we think that Black Noir is dead?
No, he's like in a coma, but he's not dead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's dead.
I really hope not, because once they peeled his mask back a little bit and I saw that he's actually a black person, I was like, oh, I knew I liked him.
Wait, But is he, I couldn't tell, was he like a black person or?
Yes. Okay. He had black, he had brown skin. It looked burned though.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like it looked, he's a burn. I couldn't tell if it was burned or not. I don't know.
No, I think it's both. I think his fate, I think he was like, I don't know, burned. And then, I mean, I hope we'll learn more about him in season three.
Agreed, agreed.
But we'll see. Whew. All right. I guess last question is, what's to come of the boys? Because we see Huey goes to work for our AOC character. Hopefully he lives because the door closes. And we see, what, Kimiko and our French dude. Where did go they dancing. Go? They just they went dancing. They went dancing. I don't know. They're going to go live life, I guess. And then Butcher just put on sunglasses.
That was his exit.
Yeah, but he got offered a gig. Right. A legit, you know, government gig.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, Mother's Milk went home to see the babies.
They got finished Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think is going
to
happen?
And Starlight, she rejoined the Seven.
Yeah, she went back to the Seven.
Her old costume, too. So it's like she's back on some of her own terms.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's right, right. Pants. It was the less revealing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Huh.
So, and Homelander, you know, he's as unstable as ever, so we don't know what
exactly.
The fuck.
Exactly. He lost his Chrysler girlfriend.
Am I wrong? I read somewhere that one of the guys from Supernatural is going to be on the show next season.
Jensen Ackles, who plays Dean.
The older brother?
Yeah, he's going to be Soldier Boy. Who's their Captain America, I believe.
Okay, now when you say Soldier Boy,
we're not talking about
Soldier, not Soldier, right?
It's not Soldier Boy. Tell him.
Okay.
Oh, right.
It's Soldier Boy Supernatural.
His last name is Tell him.
Yeah.
Got it.
Soldier Boy, Tell him.
Soldier Boy up in this. Ooh. If they are smart, when they introduce him, they will play Soldier Boy.
Sure.
Stop giving this man money.
I'm just saying.
He's going to be like, Nathan Drake.
I'm just saying it's a smart move.
It is. Smart move. I agree 1,000%.
All right. Well, we'll see what comes of the boys. Hopefully soon we'll know that greenlit season 3 or something like that. They like to say that.
And release it all at once, please.
Oh, please. It was very difficult to wait every week.
There was no reason for that at all.
Yeah, no. All right. Let's move into our Vampires versus the Bronx review because it was just delightful. Delightful. The only notes I wrote down here, I just want our listeners to know, it literally just says copy cool.
Your gesture was the best.
Listen, an exclamation point.
Okay, so that part was inadvertently spoiled for me. In terms of like I was waiting for it.
It's not a plot point.
But what pissed me off is like the bottom of that table couldn't have been sharp enough. That deserved a vampire kill. The copy cool
right.
Yeah.
Moment. Yeah. That should have been a full ass vampire kill.
Whoever right. It was a side joke instead it should have been like the closer.
Yes. Yes.
I think you're so right. Too.
Like the Tim Boo got thrown.
Right.
Which was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you're not going to throw a chancla, you throw a Timberland boot.
Oh, my God.
The best part was he had the domino table like Captain America holding the shield. He should have been front and center, G.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I was a little bit. That moment deserved at least a kill or something.
For but anyone who doesn't know, we're talking about the final stand scene where we're fighting against
in the streets.
Our white bitch. What's her name? Christina
Vanessa,
or something?
Vanessa?
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
It wasn't Christina. Christina, you're thinking Lovecraft. I think it was Vanessa.
No, that's Catherine.
No, that's Christine. Her name is Christina.
Her name is Christine.
So then maybe this lady's name is Catherine.
Nah, I think it was Vanessa.
No, her name is not Christina. It's Catherine Braithwaite, I thought.
No, it's Christina.
No, it's Christina. Oh,
okay. Whatever. White lady name. We're fighting her at the end. And we have our community members now backing up our main, protagonist. And they've come ready with Tim's. Ready.
Ready.
Okay, so I'm not going to nitpick this movie because I already rated it. I gave it a 7.5, which is decent.
He did.
Her name is Vivian.
I was a, Vivian? All right. All right. I said Vanessa. I was close.
You were close.
How you going to tell me a group, like, why were they coming at this woman one at a time? We know how to jump people here. Yeah?
We know how to jump people. She should have got storm fronted.
That's true.
Yeah. The Bronx, that's what I'm saying. Like, why were they running at her one at a time? Like, no, we kind of know how to do, like, if we didn't invent that.
It's internalized self-hate, dog. It was like, nah, we can't beat her up like that.
I don't want to be the one to hit the white lady first. You do it.
Nah. And then, second, this is non-Bronx nitpick. This is just Method Man nitpick. Oh, man. Why did I think Method Man was going to come out of here like ill-prepared and ready for an encounter? Like,
no, I did too.
He came, he had the big ass, the staff with the cross on it.
Honestly, yeah.
But he didn't know what to do with it. Like, I was kind of disappointed. I thought he was going to be adept.
After he's showing the workout videos.
Yeah.
I legit thought that he was going to be like he was the one who was very, so much on their asses for like being good kids.
They hyped him up so much.
Right. So I thought he was going to come out like, oh no, open his drawers and he's got like garlic, you know, things and like, garlic, but like he's Sprite. Blade. Right.
Right, he's gonna have a Wu-Tang, like a Wu-Tang boomerang.
Something.
Dipped in holy garlic.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, I've dealt with this before in Brooklyn.
Well, he just wears like the priest robe, but with Tim's.
I failed that borough. I won't fail y'all.
Yeah, exactly. I thought yeah.
that, he's from Staten Island.
I was gonna go. I mean, I feel the same way about the black girl whose name was Coco, I think, her real name is Coco.
Yeah, the character.
In the show, she's Rita.
Yeah.
I needed more Rita.
The Haitian girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she kept coming in and, like, literally being like, she has no, silver. Because vampires don't have souls. And
she
has like,
silver daggers in her, and, like, she had, like, a little pouch.
That's what I'm saying. And then she just left. Yeah. She just leaves to go get everybody else. I was like, nah. Yeah,
that
nah.
was whack. I didn't like that either.
The black lady blurred community right here is upset that we did not have more Rita.
Because,
like, she literally surprised me. When he, like, liked her, I was like, oh, look at that. That's cute. She's out of your league.
I agree.
Yeah. And then it was like, we didn't even get to see her fight, really.
Yeah. And then, again, nitpicky, but, like, the vampires used the familiar dude to hire the gangsters to help them fuck up the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But then the vampires killed the gangsters.
They're petty. These are petty vampires.
They're very petty. So, but that was weird to me. I was like, but y'all just hired. They can help.
Don't you need them?
Well, they didn't hire them until after they murdered one. Right?
But then they still killed them in the end. Remember when they were in the alley?
Yeah, they were still on the contract. My point. They were still on the contract. Like, maybe that they were encounter like, didn't have to happen.
Maybe they're like, you failed us already. That's it. We're eating.
Yeah, if it would have happened like after, I don't know. It was a weird resolution to that whole gangster thread that was happening.
I mean, that's why I say it's a B movie. There's a lot of holes. There's a lot of things you wish they did better. But in the end, you still like had a good time.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah. And I think one of the scenes I was dying is like right that final stand. And then the girls walk by on the phone.
Completely oblivious to what's happening.
Hello. They're like, oh, who's this? I don't know, but she ugly.
Bitch ugly.
Yeah. I was like, that is how that would go. That's accurate.
It was great, man.
That if you see something, say something shit does not apply in the Bronx.
No.
Dead ass dope.
Does not. I liked that. Marrow's character was just my favorite. I loved him so much. Everything he said. And then the fact that they were like learning about vampires. Like, I would say that the Bronx nerd representation was beautiful. They're sitting there watching Blade, trying to learn how to kill vampires.
Taking notes.
In a bodega.
Making TikTok videos off of, you seen that when they got, that's how they really got caught.
It was so good. I loved that. I was sad that his character died. Like, what? You can't kill him.
The bodega owner. I was about to say, like, what?
When she ate him.
I was sad he died too. I was hoping he'd not die. But
I know.
Man, I need some steaks.
He got a mural. He got a mural.
So I want to talk about these gentrifying name things.
That was the best.
Yo, my favorite one. Well, I have a couple. One was the Butters. It was like the butter store. And it was like artisanal small batch butters. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Like the logo was like a wooden spoon with a glob of like butter on it.
I was like, you can't, small batch butter? This makes no sense. I was dying.
But it makes so much sense.
So, and the other one was when like the freaking Domino's dudes are sitting there and the kid is looking at the poster behind them and it says thread and bone.
Yeah.
And they turn around. He's like, oh, yeah, no, man. Like, what is it? Is it a clothing store or is it a restaurant? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's dying.
It flipped for us by us. It's from them for us. It just completely flipped that. Like, what?
Oh, it was so good. There were so many. Yeah. But, yeah. Shout out to fighting against gentrification in the Bronx. That shit is real, man.
It's real, really real. And it's not discussed enough in popular media.
Yeah.
So this, for me, this did a lot for me. It did a lot. I was like, this is a great way to have this conversation. And it was not telling it in a soft, kind way.
No, it was
like, this is messed up. Here's why it's messed up. Right. Here's how we actually feel about it. Now what? Get Tim thrown in your face.
Yeah, and it very much, like, I think, put in your face how much people don't care about people in the Bronx, you know?
Mm. Yes.
She's like, we want to come to a place where no one cares that people disappear. And even, like, that's so layered because there was... like string, and I don't, probably still happening, of a lot of young girls, like Latinx girls just disappearing in the Bronx, and like no one was saying anything about it. No one was doing anything about it. And it's like all these movements to try to be like...
All they did was make fun of the one girl that tried to fake her kidnapping.
Right.
She didn't want to go back to Honduras or something.
Exactly.
I forgot what. Might not have been Honduras, but she didn't want to go back to wherever her family was from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing with this movie was it was Bronx-ish-esque, but it was vague enough that if they wanted to do like another one, they could, and just like not make the Bronx like a generic area, but like be more specific.
Yeah, they were trying to hide what stuff. Area.
Yeah, right, like so they could do another one or maybe a few of these more, you know?
Right. Come up to our area.
I'm sure. Yeah, like the Bronx to show off basically even the diversity within the borough of locales and communities.
Mm-hmm.
I if they were going to do more, I would love to them I would love for them to do that. I would love for them to also start each movie off with like a A-list type of actor or actress, like what happened with Zoe Saldana in the beginning of the first one.
That was dope. I love that.
I would like for them to, because a lot of horror movie series do that too, where they start off with like a big celebrity, they kill them off, and then you're like, oh,
and then you're like, what happened to them?
We with the shits. If we'll kill Drew Barrymore, we'll kill anybody. You know, like
right.
Yeah, so like I would like for them to continue that if they're gonna do another one, and then they could like. Like the Grand Concourse or some shit. Like they could do shit in more specific areas of the Bronx that could like just raise the level of authenticity that much more. And also still like perpetuate this idea of how like we are a diverse community.
Mm-hmm.
Gentrification does have very negative effects on this community if it's just going to make it all fucking butter stores.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree because they, in that regard, like now you say it, like I was saying, it's very Bronx because I had a Bronx feeling. You know, living in the Bronx, you were like, I feel this. It's in my heart. You recognize some places, but it's true. They weren't specifically like, I'm in fucking Mott Haven right now where they built these two condos and that's where the vampires are. You know, like they were not specific. Yeah. You know where they are. Like when they go to the church where the like coffins are, you're like, oh, that's Third Ave. Like I know where that is. I know where that old courthouse is. Stuff like that. But you're right. Like if they went to specific areas, it would even more solidify like the tactics of gentrification. Do you know what I mean? Like how they like you know, rezone things, how they do that. So I can see that for sure. It's like, oh, we got them in, you know, South Bronx, but oh, they're going over to Parkchester.
It's also, you know, possible, I mean, though, that maybe they wanted to do that, because there is the scene where he's putting up the posters and you could definitely tell where he is each of
yeah,
those moments.
Yeah, 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 it's true.
But it's also possible that this movie wouldn't have been made if they went that hard in the
paint. Yeah, they'd be like, that's so, too, what's yeah, the word?
It's too, like, on the nose. It's too, like, it's an attack. We're not trying to make, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some mild irony in that. So, because, like, when they do the mural for Meryl's elder character, it's on 166 in Sheridan. And, oh. Like, and then they mentioned the concourse in the beginning, so that puts it in the vicinity of Yankee Stadium, which
yeah,
is like
yeah. The they OD, showed the stadium,
which in
the
yeah, a little bit. That, which is, that's is definitely
prime Bronx prime gentrification, which yeah. could be on purpose. It could, because that's a battleground for that right now.
Yeah,
but I was mm-hmm. like, this is, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was smart. You know, they were like, the Bronx doesn't do nothing light. So I'm gonna tell you to your face, you don't care about us, and we don't want you to destroy our neighborhood.
Where he's like, "Fuck you, say about the Bronx."
Which, yeah, when she was like, "This shithole of a borough," and I was like, "I literally was like, what?"
I was like, "Motherfucker!"
And then he said, "What you say about the Bronx?" And I was like, "Thank you."
No, he said, "The fuck you say about," which I was like, "Yeah, that's how it was."
Yeah, like that's another thing. Okay, so I did have an issue with the fact that I get it was for kids.
Yeah,
I do, but I don't know.
Was it now in retrospect? Was it actually for kids,
or did it just feature kids? It was definitely for kids. Come on, like the main characters are all kids.
There wasn't enough cussing. There wasn't enough cursing. I'm not saying
that's what I'm saying.
That had to be. There wasn't enough cursing. Period. It felt way forced. A lot of the avoiding of it.
I think they wanted it to be for like family. There wasn't authenticity in
the
language.
Like this wasn't The Wire in terms of authenticity of how the language was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a lot of other things touched on it, but that was missing for me from this movie because it didn't sound Bronx to me.
Yeah.
Enough. Well,
that's why I feel like they were trying to keep it.
Bother me. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, that's why I felt like they really were trying to keep it for kids. It was like, it was a lesson that like you could be like, oh man, like one, kids don't, people don't believe kids. Two, gentrification. Like three, sticking up for yourself. Like all those things were part of the narrative. So that's why I was like, no, this is for kids. This is like a family horror film.
Yeah.
You know, like you go see Hocus Pocus. Some shit went down in Hocus Pocus, but Hocus Pocus is still for kids. You know, that's what it felt like. It was like a Bronx Hocus Pocus.
Like I want to be clear. I'm not saying I needed the kids to be cursing every 5 seconds. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just felt like from the community that like there was a part of it in terms of the language that wasn't authentic for me. And I don't know how any Bronxite could tell me that it was. it was a part of it that was just missing, you know?
Yeah. It's still.
I don't know.
It's still a movie and it's still, you know.
It was good. I liked the movie.
Audiences, you know.
Sure. I liked the movie. But here's the GoFundMe for the more authentic. Like,
do the real R-rated.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just saying. I don't know why they scared.
Someone's going to make it. It's all right. Someone will do it.
France.
Yes.
Make it.
Make it.
Like, I'll do
you
it.
Do it.
You do it. Hey, yo, man, what the bloop, 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 bloop.
That sounds like the censored version.
All I need is one person be like, hey, yo, my man, I'm sold.
Got your head stuck real good, my guy.
My guy. Oh, was there a my guy in this?
There was no my guys.
There's no my guys.
It was no, I didn't hear not one keep it a buck.
Keep it a dollar.
You know what I'm saying? Like a bunch.
Well,
there was a bunch of shit.
They did
wasn't
do France's
there.
Favorite line at the end.
Oh yeah, yo, a homegirl was like, yo, this is how we do. This is where we be at. This is the Bronx. Throw the exit. Like that whole moment.
And she was like, you don't want no smoke with the Bronx.
She was the best character. She was the best character. That's Gloria.
Yeah. She's an actual MC in real life, actually. Like she got bars, yeah.
I could have seen more of her. She was great.
Yeah,
I like those little moments with her, and that's another shout out. This movie has a lot of rewatchability. If you want to just read the comments on the side when she's doing her lives,
oh yeah,
they're pretty funny. I was peeping. They were pretty funny. The comments on the side, be his ass, like you know, pa que lo sepa, you know, like I was seeing that on the side. I was like, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would love to see another one. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they will, because it's kind of like wrapped up, you know. And if
I don't know. It depends.
I mean, if people really like it, yeah, exactly. If people really liked it, maybe they'll be able to do it, and maybe they'll give them more money.
I mean, that would be exciting. There's room.
There's room.
Why stop at vampires? You know what I'm saying?
Woo! I feel you. Oh, what if they start bringing it to other boroughs and you're like, oh my gosh. Now
No. Fuck the other boroughs. I'm saying, what if the next time...
I mean, other
boroughs.
I mean, other sections of the Bronx.
It's the top-notch hipster fucking werewolves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Werewolves.
Who will be Frankensteins then?
I feel like it would be too...
I don't know
too,
if we need multiple Frankensteins.
It would be too on the nose to do zombies.
Yeah, nah, we good.
Like functional zombies living and going to the butter store.
Brain store.
Anyways, all we're going to say is you don't want no smoke with the Bronx.
Zero.
That's it. That's it.
And that's our review.
Okay, let's go into our coming soon. This is the segment where we talk about some trailers that have come out and just, you know, our first reactions. So let's just get into it. The first trailer that I want to talk about, because it's close to, I don't know, my childhood heart, is The Witches.
My story begins when I was a young boy.
You'll be comfy here in your mama's old room. I'd do anything for her to be here right now.
Grandma was a tough lady with a big heart. And little by little, she brought me out of my sadness.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, darling,
I didn't know it. But there was a dark shadow looming nearby. Witches.
So The Witches is being redone. At first, like initially, I was like, yes, that's so exciting, because they're doing with a twist that the young boy is actually black.
Mm.
And then as I thought about it more, I was like, I guess that's weird, because he gets turned into a mouse and the witches are a bunch of white ladies trying to kill him. I was like, I don't know if this is the one you wanted to do, but black too. But I mean, they have the same flavor. What's her name is in it?
Anne Hathaway.
Octavia Spencer.
Stanley Tucci.
Oh yeah, I love Stanley Tucci. He's perfect for that role.
It is. It made it a little awkward because everyone got the country twang accents, and then this little black boy is being hunted. I'm like. The Witches, but it's, by Jordan Peele.
By Jordan Peele.
Well, speaking of Jordan, I'm glad you fucking brought up Jordan Peele, because they also did the little distorted...
The music thing
with I'll Be There.
Yeah, they bite.
They did that. So that I like that touch, but I mean, at some point...
I'm dead ass over it.
Yeah, they're just stealing.
I'm over it. I'm completely over it, because that shit takes a lot of... It takes a nuance understanding to do that shit right and do it well.
I thought they did it well, though.
Hell no. It's mad lame. No, that shit
didn't make
sense.
Why? Because they didn't hip-hop it? But, I mean...
No, it just didn't make sense across the genre. It requires a really good nuance understanding of the whole thing to make that work. And that it doesn't... Even the song, okay. I'll Be There, didn't make sense.
That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, it's true. I think Jordan Peele does it for a very specific reason.
Right.
He'll take a part of a song on purpose because it like literally tells you the whole premise of the movie.
Right.
And he'll distort it in a way that makes you feel really creeped out about real life. Whereas people are doing it now and
this is a kid's movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kid's movie. And then it's also like people are just doing it because it's kind of cool. They don't have any real thought out reason for like why they're using.
That's derivative, right? That's when you borrow something, but it like. Lowers the value. I agree that this example of it was derivative. I didn't think it was like terribly done.
No, they did it fine.
But
yeah.
I agree with all the points that you're making. That's fine. I start off by saying at some point it's like you're just stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it doesn't belong in this movie.
I mean, I will watch it because I'm a big Roald Dahl fan. I remember in the third grade, we all did projects about Roald Dahl. And for some reason, I think it was to make us like good public speakers. We had to like record our book reports. And like we sat in front of a camera, there was lights and everything. And we all recorded our things. And like we all had different books of Roald Dahl that we were doing. And I think, I'm pretty sure I picked The Witches. And like you also had to talk about a part of their life. One of the other classmates went in and I was like, how did you do? And she was like, oh God, I was so nervous. I said that he inhaled too much cancer and died of dust.
What?
Because I guess Roald Dahl died of cancer from dust inhalation?
Huh.
She was like, he inhaled too much cancer and died of dust. I was like, damn. But anyway, sorry, fun anecdote. All that to say, I love Roald Dahl. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I was very excited to see a new version of The Witches. I think the trailer was done really well. It makes you excited.
It's going to stream a week before Halloween on HBO Max. So.
Yeah.
Which I was confusing. I was like, where is this coming out? And then it didn't say anything.
It's at the end of the trailer I saw. It's HBO Max, October 22nd.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought it said in theaters. That's on me.
No, it says streaming. It said for streaming.
All right. Guess that'll be one of my 25 days of Halloween.
My kingdom for an original idea.
I know. All right. Next is Invincible.
Son, kids your age think they're invincible. And it holds them back, makes them careless. You hear it?
I do.
This is a new cartoon animated film. I don't know this character at all, I'll be honest. I've never seen them before, but apparently their father is super. He's super. They're like standing in the middle of the air. Playing catch.
Yeah, across the world.
Across the world.
Yeah, which is awesome. Yeah, France put me onto this comic series. It's a comic series called Invincible by Robert Kirkman, who is mostly known for his
Walking Dead
mm-hmm. series of comics and the show. It is, they've been trying to adapt this for TV and or movies for a long time. I mean, yeah, like they've been trying to get this done. If I'm not mistaken, like, is it Seth Green? Who's the?
Yes,
Seth Green.
Yeah, he was. If I'm not mistaken, like very early on, expressed interest in trying to get something like this done for the series. But they're finally doing an animated style. It's gonna be on Prime Video, same place as The Boys and Invincible. I mean, from what I've read of the comic, which is not as much as France, but. It's definitely around the wheelhouse of The Boys, kind of. I'm glad they're animating it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm this particular story, I'm glad it's being animated because it's gonna give them more of a flexibility and get around in terms of like budget or whatever. So I'm glad it's animated. And I have faith it's gonna be it'll also have a space on your watch list. You know, I don't think we're anywhere near the superhero fatigue yet, because the Invincible story is a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the story, and I think France will give us a little bit more, but watching it, I was also glad it was animated. I think that we do a lot of like live action things, and it creates, like you said, like more obstacles, even in terms of like how it looks. And I'm excited for this film. From the trailer, it looked like there's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say gore, like that's exciting or whatever, but it looks like they're going to take it there, mm-hmm. you know? And you can't, you know, you can do stuff like that with like The Boys and stuff, but like I'm excited to see another animated series just, you know, be like that, go that far, tell that story.
This story is dope because it grounds the suit, the hero's journey in a way, because this came out before The Boys.
Yes.
If memory serves. Yeah. Like this was early, like I want to say right around the time just before Iron Man, the first Iron Man movie dropped. Wow. Like this came out a while ago.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. They've been trying to get this adapted for a long time.
Right. And the world definitely was not ready for it. This is going to serve in a really good way because it's less, it's less perverted or it's just less disturbing than The Boys, but way more. How do you say? Damn, like it's.
I love how we automatically started comparing it to The Boys.
Because there's nothing out right now that's that extreme.
Yeah, but, exactly. Like, it, this is one of those type of R-rated. Like, Kick-Ass is kind of too dated for me to mention that. Like,
right.
Right.
But this is, Invincible is one of those, like, more adult type, pushing the envelope stories. So that's why it's more akin to something like The Boys than, let's say, even like a Umbrella Academy.
Right.
Even, you know what I mean?
It actually goes over everything we've like seen ever so far since the advent of the MCU. It could cover all of that work, but it's going to be super grounded in that father-son relationship. And that's the part that's so dope.
That
it focuses on Steven Yeun from Walking Dead, Glenn, who plays Invincible.
He's the main character?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then his father, who's played by voice by J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Great voice.
So, yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be super dope. Yeah.
Well, we have some time before it comes out. 2021, Amazon Prime. So look forward to that streaming. Mm-hmm. All right. So now it's my turn. It's my time, everyone.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm speaking. Daryl,
okay, host can, of the show,
if Kamala. You can get a beady beady bum bum, just start playing that. Beady 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 bum bum. Okay?
She wants to fucking get us canceled.
Oh, come on the floor.
You gotta do it off key.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I love how the trailer was just that. Everything you just did, that's all the trailer was.
It was. And it gave me so much life. I don't know how anyone else feels because, you know, people are diehard fans of Selena, just the person. And then also, if you put in J-Lo in the movie, that movie, diehard fans right there. So I don't know if everyone is mad because we're redoing Selena, but I am ecstatic.
I think that most people are happy to have more Selena. It's because even fans of J-Lo's Selena movie.
Right.
Will say that even, you know, the tragic short life of Selena was not, you know, fully explored or represented even in that film. So I think that fans of Selena are very happy to have Netflix give it a series treatment.
A series, people.
Yeah, it's a series. So I think fans are happy to go more in depth and have more time with someone who unfortunately, you know, was taken all too soon.
And so, the actress playing her. Like, I didn't know who it was at first, and then we found out that it's...
Mike knew right off
Mike did know. Mike was like, that's the girl from Walking Dead. And I was like, is it?
Rosita.
What's her name? The actress? You found it.
Christian.
It's Christian.
Christian. Serrano. I just made that up.
It's with a T, I think.
Oh. Well, she looks fantastic. Like, as soon as I saw her face and the hair and the bangs, and I was like, yes, 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 more yes.
Yeah. I hope that it's a good series. Netflix has been, you know, really good on the series lately. So I know a lot of people are excited for this, and rightfully so. I mean, it's a tragic but great story, great music.
Great
to
music.
Celebrate. I'll watch it. Shit.
I could lose my heart tonight.
I'm so curious about this. Is going to be like Selena Begins. Like, I'm so curious about what is actually going to go into the meteoric rise. I'm actually curious. I want to know.
Yeah.
Woo. Aisha's going to just sing the songs throughout.
I know.
It.
I'll just stop.
I know. I'm going to buy a karaoke mic so she can just do that shit while the show is on.
Honestly, so I watched Selena so much when I was a kid. My brother was like, I think I asked for it for Christmas or something once. And he was like, don't you already own it? And I was like, no. He's like, but you're always watching it. And I was like, yeah, because every time it comes on TNT, I'm going to watch it. Who changes the channel on Selena? I have a Selena shirt, too. I'll probably wear it. While I watch.
Every time you watch
every
it.
Single every time.
When you binge it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
take
it's,
pictures of me.
Some bell-bottom leggings.
What? I really hope that they, you know, they do the story justice and that the budget is high and that has that authentic concert feel when she's performing and all that stuff. Because that's, I think, what people want to see. They want to relive that. They want to touch that memory again. So, Netflix, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. All right. On that note, we'll leave you. Thank you for listening. It was a great show. I hope you loved all the boys plus Aisha. And catch us next time. Well, we'll probably talk about the end of Lovecraft Country because there's only two episodes left of that. So we'll go into some season finale stuff on that. And I don't know, some other movie, some other third thing.
There'll be something out.
Something's going to happen. I feel like Netflix be doing that. They're like, look at this movie. Here's a trailer and it's already out.
I watched Enola Holmes, but we don't have to talk about it.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll talk about Henry Cavill has a distracting physique.
Oh, that is, that speaks facts, volumes.
I'm just saying, like,
he reloaded his guns in Victorian.
He can't play anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He can't play into the background.
He can't play everything.
Right.
Because there's just some roles where I'm like, yeah, no, you're not really a mathematician.
Damn.
That's you're not.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You can't do both?
No.
Nope.
Even though he probably can, he builds computers.
He can say the words. I believe them?
Him walking around this movie as Sherlock Holmes and his fucking overcoat barely fits over his guns. I'm like, it's not fair. Like, you're not. No, you are not Sherlock Holmes.
It's true. Sherlock Holmes, you shouldn't be afraid of Sherlock Holmes that he's going to beat your ass. That's not how you're afraid of Sherlock Holmes.
You shouldn't think that Sherlock Holmes is bulletproof.
Right.
It's not fair. Like, who the fuck is his Moriarty then?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Jason Momoa.
Right? It's like...
That would be amazing.
The Rock.
It would be, but...
But nah. Then it turns to WWF.
WWF Sherlock Holmes.
Body slams on the chessboard.
John Cena.
John Cena plays the woman.
Oh, God.
I love this movie. We'll review this one next. The WWE Sherlock Holmes. Starring Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, my God.
She's adorable.
Yeah, but of course. All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Word.
We'll catch you next time.
Deuces.